So 7 days. Of sitting, looking inwards. Watching. And the main thing is that you're here. You've made it, you're here. And there'll be times when you wish you weren't here, and times when you wouldn't want to be anywhere else in the world. So if anyone's really concerned about something during the retreat, if you feel like leaving, and everyone feels like that at some time, but if you're seriously thinking of leaving, please come and see me first. Don't just leave. So this is a retreat from the world. A retreat from the distractions of the world. So it doesn't mean that your mind is suddenly going to be still. But keeping your body still for long periods of time enables you to see much more clearly, much more deeply, what goes on in your psyche. And often it's shocking to see what goes on. And all of you are here because you want to do something about it. You have seen this. And you probably realize there is a way out. And in my experience, this is the way out. Not just my experience. So take a few deep breaths into the belly. Make sure your back is quite straight without being rigid, straight and flexible. So posture is important. It's one of the main things I learned from my Zen training. Posture is very important. It's important for your independence, your strength, energetically. So once you get the right position for your body, stay with it. There'll be times, especially as the retreat goes on, where you feel like sitting in a chair, so do that, alternate. And I encourage you to do the walking as well. And I'll do a demonstration of the walking in the first break. So feel the sensation on the top of your head, however it feels right now. Without judging it as good or bad, or right or wrong, just feel the direct sensation. Feel the sensation of your eyelids and your eyes, your breath going through the nostrils, your mouth, your lips, your jaw and your chin. Feel your shoulders. So there'll be times when you'll feel tightness and even pain in your body. And when you feel this, look at it carefully, breathe into it. Watch the tendency to automatically move to try and relieve it. and do your best to keep still and sit with it, watching it. And go to your left shoulder. Go down your arm to your left elbow. Then down to your left hand and feel the hand. And feel your thumb and each finger. And keep breathing into the belly, anchoring yourself in your body. Go to the right shoulder. Go down the arm to the right elbow, then down to the right hand and feel your hand. And feel your thumb and each finger. Feel both arms, both hands. Then take your attention to your chest. And as you breathe in and out, and it's good to breathe in and out through the nose, feel the gentle movement of your chest with the breath. Then go down to the abdomen. So this is the most tangible place in the body to feel the breath, to be with your breath. You can feel it rising and falling as the body breathes. Feel your thighs, the left knee and the right knee, your shins and your calf muscles, your left foot and your right foot. Then feel your spine from the top of the spine down the back to the bottom of the spine. So this practice is all about the body. Becoming more and more grounded in the body. So each time you realize you've been caught in thought, in thinking, gently bring the attention back to the rise and the fall of the abdomen with the breath. And that's it. That's the basic structure. Of course, a lot happens within that structure, within that simple framework. But to really break down the hold of the mind, you need your body. And for me, I needed some sort of structure. Because it's like breaking an addiction, the addiction to thinking. So this isn't about stopping thinking. It's about becoming more and more grounded in the body, which is here, right now. And although the body is not reality because it comes and goes, it's the closest thing to reality that you have in this existence. So use it. It's the reason that you're in this body. To eventually realize I'm not this body. And you can only do this through your own body, not through anyone else's. So this is about proving to yourself that it's possible in you. In your body. So why shouldn't this happen to you? Why shouldn't you be free? Why shouldn't it be you? And the paradox is, you're scared of freedom. You're scared of who you'll be if you're free. Because you know you won't be who you are now, who you think you are now. Your mind knows that. So it will do anything it can to stop you, to undermine you. And this is about sitting out the resistance. So the resistance will come in many forms, and you'll see that in the next 7 days. So watch. Watch as carefully as possible. And be open. Don't focus on anything. Use the breath as an anchor. Use your body as an anchor to keep you grounded.